What's going on, everybody? This is Ricky Scapero of End Time Headlines. Hey, it's Thursday, and it means Christmas is officially over. I pray everyone had a blessed week, that you had a wonderful time spending with your family, your loved ones there, and wherever you're at. Maybe you're on the road traveling back, or maybe you're still there, or whatever the case may be. We're honored to have you tonight, and we've got a treat lined up for you tonight. Recently, I got together again with my good friend Larry Ragland from The Big Picture, and we were honored to go on as a guest on his program, and we're going to take you right into that program. And be sure to stick around at the end of the program so that we can give you some quick announcements as well. So be blessed by this great program you're about to hear.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Well, there's nobody that's better to talk about end time prophecy and where we're at in the news of the day than I would say the OG out there on YouTube of End Times News Headlines. His website, most of you know this website, endtimeheadlines.com or .org. Man, always up to date, always telling us what is going on in this day and age. And I am excited to have him with us here on The Big Picture to ask the big question. We're going to get into a lot of topics. What can we expect in 2025? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Big Picture once again, Ricky Scapero.
What's up, man? It's been a while. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, yes. Craziness has happened in our lives, in your lives. All kinds of stuff is going on in our world and in the big world, the big picture, as well as our own world, our families and everything. I want to say right off the bat, for those that follow you and those that know, you know, you've been battling a few things. You look great. You look like you're feeling good.
Thank you.
I've been praying for you and just believing that, you know, this is going to be the best year ever for you, Ricky, in your health, and you, God has got so much for you to do. So real quick before we get into the news, how are you feeling? How are you doing? And how are things there at End Time Headlines?
I'm doing a lot better, man. I got dealing with these inflammatory things with the body, and it's just a matter of just adjusting and restructuring my diet and getting rid of a lot of bad habits and introducing good habits. And, you know, the older it gets, the harder it is. But it's worth it. I do feel a lot better. I appreciate the prayers. And it's a journey. So
you know,
to live and learn. And, we're doing good, man. I mean, as you know, it's never a dull moment. We're busy. Constantly. There'll be times I'm like, you know, we're going to take a day of rest. And then something happens, and then I have to come into the studio and do breaking news. You know how it goes in this of field, man.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, we appreciate all the work that you do, Ricky. And, man, I'm thankful that God brought you into my life, that we're friends. And, you know, I got a couple of friends, and I know you probably feel the same way. My circles has always been small, but it's getting smaller because you got to know who you can trust. And when something happens, something breaks down, man, I just get on the text and ask, hey, what do you think about this, Ricky? And I know you've done the same thing with me. So we appreciate you. And, then, of course, this is a part of a series interviewing a bunch of people, friends of ours, and people that are on the forefront, watchmen on the wall. Oh, and, you know, 2025, as crazy as 24 was, and as crazy as the last 4 years has been, I got a feeling that 25 is going to be like no year we have ever experienced for many, many reasons. So I've got a list of things that I want to ask you. And, of course, we want to preface this by making it very clear that we are not prophesying these events. We are not saying that we have heard from God. This is exactly line upon line what's going to happen. You know, if the Bible says this is what's going to happen, then we're going to say that. This is what the Bible says is going to happen, is going to happen. Then it doesn't matter your opinion. But these are our opinions. These are our gut feelings. These are our intuitions, if you will, that when we look at Scripture, when we look at the world and the things that are going on, we're going to just give our opinion. And that's why we've got our guest on here. So, Ricky, I want to start off with the big one, you know, that God tells us to to watch for, and that's the fig tree. Watch the fig tree. Keep your eye on Israel, the apple of God's eye. And of course, at the time of this live recording, this live show, that, you know, Israel's in the middle of multiple wars. They, you know, October 7th is well over a year behind us now. The war with Hamas, the war with Hezbollah, now what's going on in Syria. They have retaken Mount Hermon, which is very significant. But now we have a new president. Donald Trump just is going to be in office in just a matter of weeks from the time of this airing. So where do you see Israel going? What are some of the things that you've been following as far as what do you think is going to happen with all the wars? How is Donald Trump's interjection now into the world scene going to change Israel? Anything that's on your heart about where Israel is going and what's going to happen in the Middle East?
Well, we know that, of course, Israel is the centerpiece of Bible prophecy. So we know that that's the key nation to watch. We know, according to multiple scriptures, Zechariah, Joel, all these, Ezekiel talks about this, all these passages that emphasize that Israel will be the hot button. It'll be the topic of conversation on in eschatology and end times and dealing with the last days. So in 2025, what I feel like is going, what we're going to see is, and we're already seeing this with Israel. Israel is already conducting multiple military actions against Syria. They're bombing certain infrastructure. They bombed a port outside of on the coast of Syria. They dropped what was called an earthquake bomb. And this thing was, I mean, if you saw the images of this, we did a podcast on this, and I'm sure you talked about this. Well, the images of this thing looked like a small tactical nuke.
It did.
I mean, it was frightening. And the whole purpose of this, and I'm sure your audience knows this, but Israel warned, see, when these rebels took over Syria and they began to systematically take certain cities, and then they were working their way into Damascus. Of course, they overthrew Damascus, run Bashar Assad out, and of course he fled to Russia because him and Putin are good friends, they're good buddies, and so is Erdogan, and I'll talk about that in just a second with Turkey. So these rebels took over, and then of course we saw mainstream media outlets where all these Muslims in Syria, the moderates were celebrating. Well, we've gotten out from under, you know, the rule and the thumb and the tyranny of Assad, and this is great. And they toppled the statue and they drug it through the streets. And it reminded me of what happened in the Gulf Wars with Saddam Hussein. Same thing.
Happened. I thought the same thing. You're exactly right. Yes.
Right. And then, so it's interesting because on one hand, you would think, well, this is great news. This is a jubilation. Well, here's who it's not good news for, and it's not good news for Israel, because if you study the manifesto of this group more in depth, you'll discover that they have the same agenda. They have the same plan, and that is to eventually. Where do we think this is going to end for Israel? Do we actually think that these? Because you got to understand, you've got Shiites and Sunnis. But they have one agenda. They're both looking for a Messiah as well, they call the Mahdi, and they have their Quran, the Hadith, they have their beliefs. Now we're talking about the radical sect of this, and their agenda is eventually they have their goal set on Jerusalem, Israel. No, make no doubts about that. Israel has already made it known that they will do everything they can to protect the Jewish people, to protect their people. And it's not a big secret that there is what we would call chemical, biological, WMDs in that whole region. And I'm one to believe that there is some in Damascus as well. Now, we've all sat around and speculated.
Can I interject something? Sorry to interrupt you. But I want to ask you about that. Are you talking about what many people believe in? I believe that during the Iraq War, that many of the weapons of mass destruction were buried all over Syria. That's what I've been told by multiple people. I've seen intelligence reports that there was incredible amounts of WMDs and that they were buried under the ground. They are still under the ground all over Syria. Are you saying that, you know, when Damascus is laid in ruins, I've heard several people say that one of the reasons is that when the bombing starts happening, these things are going to be detonated underneath the ground there in Syria. Have you ever heard that?
Well, to answer your first question, yes, absolutely. I, just like you, I had many sources tell me they actually took during the Gulf War, when everybody said there was no weapons of mass destruction, they were actually taking 747s and stripping them out, putting barrels of this stuff in, and they were paying a lot of money for people, to certain individuals, to turn heads. They put these weapons, just like you said, they buried these in underground. Why do you think, listen, Israel guys, they know this. The intel knows this. That's why they're using these earthquake bombs, because they go deep down in the ground and they blow up all this stuff. So I believe, it's of my opinion, that some of these are in Damascus. Now, and I'm going to go right along with what you said. It is very possible and plausible that the fulfillment of Isaiah 17, for those who may not know, the prophet said that Damascus would become a ruinous heap. It's never happened in our living memory. Damascus has never been destroyed. It's never been a ruinous heap. But if two scenarios, one, just like Larry said, if these bombings were to concur and they continue to concur, and one, and they do this in Damascus, and these things are buried there, it could detonate, and this could expand, and again, and it could produce that. Or number two scenario is they try to launch or carry out attacks from Damascus using these weapons. And I could see then Israel would have no choice but to conduct these airstrikes and take them out. Now, go ahead.
And then, of course, there is such ties from the former, the terrorist organization of Assad there, that with Russia. Many people are believing that this is going to be one of the things that continues to draw Russia into that region, because Russia has invested a lot in Syria. They have a huge vested interest in that. Where Iran was dealing with Hamas and Hezbollah so much, seems like Russia was heavily involved in the terrorist regime there in Syria. Now that he is now in Moscow, Assad is, there's speculation that, you know, what is Russia going to do now? Because that's been their stronghold there. So you're saying that if they launch attacks for using those weapons towards Israel, Israel then brings in a retaliatory action. What is your opinion on how that is going to affect Russia in that region? Do you think they've got too much in Ukraine, or do you think it will actually pull them into the Middle East?
Well, three major players of Bible prophecy, and I'm talking about the war of Gog Magog, Ezekiel 38:39, is consequently Russia, Iran, and Turkey. Okay, so Erdogan was one who was backing these rebels to take Syria. Erdogan and Putin are very close.
Yeah,
and then you got Putin, who is aligned with Bashar Assad, so that's Syria. And then you've got Russia is also in ties with Iran, a.k.a. Persia. So isn't it interesting how all of this is coming together? Prophecy is literally unfolding. So in the event, let's just say hypothetically that was to take place, Russia has interest in Syria. Erdogan has interest in Syria. Mm-hmm. Iran is already caught up in the mix of this. I'm going to step out on a limb here and say this, that one of the things that I could see unfolding. Now, I'm sure some of our brothers that may come in here, they may have a different of opinion on the fulfillment of this. But one of these prophetic wars is Psalm 83. Now, I know there's some out there that say that was already fulfilled and it was fulfilled. But I am one of those who I don't believe that was fulfilled in past tense. I think this is a future tense thing. Mm-hmm. Now, and the reason why I say that is consequently, in that, and you can go to Psalm 83 and see this. You got Palestine, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Hezbollah, Lebanese, Hamas, and Syria that is involved in that war. And then consequently, Ezekiel 38:39, Syria is missing. So again, how could that be? The only logical explanation is something has to happen to Syria from now until the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38:39. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen in 2025, but could we see it happen? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
How things are escalating, how quickly they are, then it absolutely could happen.
Oh, that's the key word, how quickly things can change, because I just a couple of months ago, no one would have thought Syria would be that much in the potential of what would happen in the Middle East. It was all about Lebanon. It was all about Gaza and all of that. But I believe that we need to shift. We got several things that got a rapid fire here. So it's still flowing in that same direction, because we were talking about Russia and their interest in Syria and their interest in that region, Gog and Magog, the hook in the jaw, all these kind of things that we can talk about on a later broadcast. But I want to continue talking about Russia because, first of all, for American citizens, it's disgusting to me how much money we have actually sent to this war in Ukraine and the things that we have done. Sandy and I have covered extensively that, you know, part of several of these dumps of money that we've done is paying for people's retirement. We covered it was keeping mom and pops open. Somebody had a t-shirt shop in downtown Kiev that was getting money to keep their doors open. They were paying for garbage pickup delivery. That's what we've been paying for, not just the war. And it's really, people are waking up to that. Now Trump has said he's going to end this war. He's already been talking to Putin. He's already been talking to Zelensky and all the parties involved. In your gut, just watching it as closely as you have watched it, where do you see in 25 and beyond, but especially in 25, do you believe that Donald Trump is going to be able to end this war, and do you think that something is going to be resolved with Russia in Ukraine, or will Biden, in the few days he has left in the cabal that's actually running the country, not him, will they secure and lock us into a war that will make it impossible for Trump to end? I know that's a loaded question there, but everything that you got in your opinion on the war in Ukraine.
I mean, as much as I'd love to see Trump come and bring peace, it's going to be very difficult because this is not something that's, you know, this is not something that's only been going on for a couple of weeks. This has been dragging on for years now. Putin just came out today and he threatened America. He's threatened the West again, saying that he would love to, he is ready for a missile duel with the U.S. He's threatening that, that he wants to test his new hypersonic ballistic missile, who he is convinced will defeat any U.S. missile defense system. So this is the stuff that the new sheriff in town is going to have to deal with. Now, the real key is Putin is now emboldened more than ever because he's not acting alone here. We just talked about that. He has backers. He has people in his corner. So we know that Putin is hell bent on taking these regions. So I would love to see Trump bring peace, but I don't have a word from the Lord on that. I'm going to say this, as much as I'd love to see Trump bring peace, do I believe there will be some form of negotiation? Yes. Now, we know that Zelensky has made it clear that he is willing to negotiate by allowing for Ukraine to come into NATO.
Yeah.
And to get the support of NATO. Now we know Trump's opinion on NATO.
Right.
So this is where the conundrum comes in. Yeah. And this is where it gets very hairy and gets difficult. So if, you know, there's a lot to work out behind the scenes, you know, some people think that, you know, and I love Trump as much as most of our viewers do, but sometimes, you know, he'll make these statements like he's going to end the war in Ukraine before he even takes office. Well, I'd love to see that. But realistically, I think there's going to be a lot more logistic to that than him just simply, you know, here I am and I showed up and I'm going to sign some stuff. We're going to get this resolved. Yeah. We're going to see how this unfolds. But now let me go back to the Biden thing. I think he already tried this, Larry, when he supplied long range missiles.
Yeah.
All the pundits that I listened to, all said the same thing, that was extremely inflammatory. And there was, why would he do this? There's no other intent in order to lock us in a war there. And then you have to ask yourself, why? What do we have to gain from this?
Well, the question is, and I know you know this, it ain't got nothing to do with what do we have to gain. So what does he have to gain? And what does the organization have to gain? They have made so much money. This is such a money laundering thing. It is ridiculous, the amount of money. And they tried to pass a bill just recently, right after the election. It was like the week after the election, that would have solidified a 10-year financial commitment to Ukrainian war. And thankfully that was voted down because Donald Trump had won. And they're trying to lock us into the money. They're trying to lock us into the military. I believe, like you, that there will be some type of settlement happen, and I believe there probably will be some kind of promise of a future looking at them putting in NATO. But Putin has made it very, very clear, Putin is an evil man, and he's a communist. There's no doubt about it. He's still KGB in his heart and all of that stuff. But the reality is this: as the president of a country, I can understand where he's coming from. He doesn't want NATO at his door. He doesn't want NATO neighboring him. And he's made it very, very clear that that would be an act of war against NATO. And as you know, and as our listeners and viewers know, in the NATO charter, you attack one, you attack all. So it becomes the World War III. So that's where we're headed. So I think the answer to that question is we really don't know, but I think we are going to see something happen. Trump is he has the leader of the art of the deal. And that was part of that. I'll end it before I become president. That was strategic on his part. I think most people that follow Trump knew that he didn't really think that he was going to end this war before January 20th, but he was using that as a threat, as part of the art of the deal. So my prediction is, I think that, very soon into the Trump presidency, there will be a quick solidification of it. I believe that going back to the Middle East, one other thing too, I think when it comes to Trump, I believe that we will see, this is my prediction, we will see the release of whatever final hostages there are, and as well as even the bodies, maybe even on the day or January 21st. It will be much like when Reagan became president and the hostages were released in Iran. All right, so let's move on to the Trump administration itself. There are things that he has promised. He is putting together a staff and a group of people like none of us have ever seen. It is probably the who's who of pushback, the who's who of messing up with the cabal, with the deep state. They are tore up about this administration. There's a handful of questionable people in there that might be a little DEI, that kind of stuff. But most of them are coming in against that agenda. It is a complete about face. So I know you've looked at the people that he's appointed. These are disruptors. Cash Patel coming in, if he gets in with the FBI, if Hegseth gets in with the Pentagon, the DOD, this is literally the flipping of a coin from what we've had for 4 years. And even going back to the Obama administration, if he's able to do it, he could disrupt and change the world. What is your opinion on what you've seen from the Trump administration, and what's your gut feeling about some of these appointees that he's had? Do you think he's going to be able to get his agenda through and get all of his people that he's appointed confirmed?
Well, I personally don't think he's going to get all of them appointed on a realistic standpoint, because there's going to be such a kickback from, again, look what you're dealing with. When you're trying to disrupt the world order, you're going to get adversity for that. You're going to get opposition for that. And I'm very concerned with this, because If we thought that there was sinister forces at hand and there was opposition, what the first time he took office, it's going to be pale in comparison to this time. And I know we may not get into this whole drones thing, but isn't it consequential that all of this is happening? None of this come to fruition or to surface until now. We have Trump gets inaugurated, or he's getting ready to be inaugurated. He's won the presidency, and now all this nonsense shows up. And then we've got a possible, and we may get into this, a possible pandemic coming.
Let's go there now because I know that's one of the things we were going to talk about. So continue your thought, but then integrate the emergency declaration that's already happened in California, this push of the bird flu, this push of many other things. Do you believe that all of those, that there may be some realness factors there, but do you think that's to disrupt and once again sort of lock down his agenda?
Yeah, well, let me use one example. RFK is coming in, and he has promised to flip the tables on the Food and Drug Administration. Now, that's when you talk about the FDA, you're talking about the pharmaceutical industry, you're talking about giants here. We're talking about on the level of Goliath and his brothers, right? So think about this, guys. They have already, and every liberal mainstream media outlet is out there, and they're putting out all these warnings. There was one just today I saw on the Drudge Report where they were saying that when RFK comes in, he's going to allow infectious diseases to run rampant. There was a man by the name of Peter Hotez. He did an interview on MSNBC. This guy just flat out came out and said that, and he warned about all kinds of things. The bird flu. He talked about, he lists all these things. Another want virus, a mutation of this and disease. I mean, he listed like eight things coming. And he said they're all coming after January 20th.
Exactly. He literally said they're coming on January 21st. I mean, how stupid can you be to even say that? I'm with you. That was so obvious.
Right. And then, of course, the independent fact checkers come to the rescue and say, well, that's not really what he said. And Larry, you know what they're saying now? One of our posts got flagged on Instagram today from the independent fact checkers who flagged our account saying that we have concluded that these drones are not trying to snuff out nuclear weapons. I'm like, are you kidding me? So all these three letter agencies, the national security, the White House, the government, all of them says they don't know who they're from. They don't know what their intent is or what their purpose is. But yet the independent fact checkers can confidently say that, well, they're not looking for this. This is unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. And I want to remind the viewers that at the beginning of this year, January of this year, which is of 2024, we had the Davos World Economic Forum. And if you will remember, for the first time in the history of the World Economic Forum, they put out two top dangers of the world. They usually always put out one top 10, the most dangerous threats facing humanity in the next 10 years. This year was the only time they put out one for 10 years and one for 2 years. And every single time for the last 15 years, the number one threat to humanity has been climate. Well, when they put out the two this year, the top 10, number one for 10 years was climate. But the top number one for the next 2 years threat to humanity was misinformation and disinformation, was the number one threat to humanity. So what you're talking about is these fact checkers, they understand that if we lose the narrative, we lose the fight. And I think media like what we are doing right now, I mean, we're just two preachers here getting on a camera talking about end time events and giving our opinions. But yet people are coming here. They tell us all the time, and I know they do at End Time Headlines because we feel the same way about ETH, is that when we want to know something, we go to people that are kingdom-minded, people that are trustworthy, that are not going to tell you something other than what they believe the facts are speaking. And so mainstream media is going away. And I think that's what happened with Trump. Trump just sidestepped him and went straight to Joe Rogan and went straight to all these podcasts. And he began to realize and show the world that I'm not playing this game anymore. And I don't think he's the savior of the world. There's some people in his appointees that I definitely disagree with. But there's a reason why he is hated so much. And there's a reason why the bird flu is coming. And there's a reason why all this stuff is coming is because they want to stop him. All right. So we got a few more things. So we got to keep moving. This is a little different than normal show. We got rapid fire here. So I think we're both in agreement. Trump is a disruptor. He has a tremendous cabinet that's coming in, and they're going to push back every way they can. And that's why I think that you're exactly spot on about this declaration with the H1N5, whatever it's called, bird flu, that is going to, they're going to try to play that again, but I don't think the American people is going to allow it.
And then so, we got Disease X in the DRC, too.
Yes, right. Disease X. And, you know, a lot of people are, you don't know what to believe about the drones that you know, happened, or maybe whenever you're watching this in the past or whatever, but a lot of people are showing these drones spraying things and all this. And so some people are saying they could be looking for nuclear waste. They could be spraying for Disease X and all of that. But then that translates to this, because in the midst of the drones that were being seen all over the country and all over the world, and it wasn't just New Jersey, guys, these drones were being seen all over the world. Something else is being seen in around these drones, circling these drones, coming out of some of these drones. I've seen some of the pictures, and these are these orbs. These orbs that are being seen, that are disappearing, that are basically like UFOs. They're taking 90-degree turns and doing things that's not possible for a drone or even a military aircraft to do. So here's a big one here, and I don't know how deep you want to go into this. We covered it a lot here on our show, is you know, what is known as the UFO disclosure. A great friend, L.A. Marzulli, that many people know, that is an expert on Nephilim, an expert on UFOs and so forth, a great man of God, who's also a part of the series of What's Happening in 25. He has a book out now called The Rungs of Disclosure that is systematically showing you how they have planned to lay out this alien savior narrative that you and I were raised on, knowing that's how they're going to explain the rapture and so forth. So I don't know how much you've covered this. When you look at the drones, you look at the orbs, you look at the Congress having these hearings on UFOs, do you believe 25, 26, 27 are going to be years that the talk of UFOs and aliens are going to become more mainstream, and that we're getting prepared for that big disclosure that would ultimately work towards the rapture?
Well, absolutely. I mean, think about this. The I believe we're seeing the largest PSYOPs operation, disinformation that we've ever seen, I think, in the history. I mean, this goes back. This is in the same, in my opinion, this is in the same level as Roswell.
Yeah.
The level of them playing stupid and dumb. And I mean, there's so many conflicting things in the White House in this. And you're right. There is one of the, and this is kind of, you know, they're not really, the mainstream media is not really talking about this per se, but there is the question about, what are these orbs? Because everybody's focused on the drones, but these there's multiple, and some of these people had high level, high intense cameras that could focus in, and it's just crazy what you're seeing here. And so I believe, you know, this is all, I mean, this would be so perfect to have to set the stage for this type of mass deception to usher in this fake alien invasion to dupe the masses. And I mean, what better control could you get over the people but to convince them that there's this superior life form or being out there, and that we have made negotiations. And again, like you said, how far you want to go, there's, you know, there is speculation, and you can read about, you can search this, that our former president, sitting president, actually made negotiations with these quote unquote aliens and made agreements with them. So they could literally go, guys, they could go back to all that stuff and tie. And I said this on one of my podcasts. You could go to Roswell. You could go to the Phoenix Lights incident. You could pull all of these incidents and these in stories, and then all the whistleblowers, and then all of, and then this drone stuff and the orb stuff. And you could pull it all out on the table and create a tapestry that would be beautiful to present your case that we're, quote, not alone. Now, that's the deception side of it. Now, somebody, and I can hear this, people's going to ask, well, brothers, what do you think this could actually be? Now, personally, I don't believe in aliens, and I don't think you do either. I don't believe, but I do believe in principalities and powers. Larry, this is interesting real quick, and I know we're going to rush through this real quick, but prior to the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, did you know that Josephus, the historian, who was an eyewitness to that destruction of the temple in 70 AD, he wrote about it in his accounts. One of the things he wrote that I thought was interesting, eyewitnesses saw this. They saw in the sky, there was seen in the skies, chariots of fire that was seen going around the temple before the destruction of the temple. Now, think about this today. If this was caught on video, we would call this UAPs, UFOs, orbs, whatever the case may be. So could it be possible? Could it be possible? And I'm going to present this today.
It's good.
That this is concerning, that we are about to enter into a major, major prophetic transition. And what these are, again, supernatural beings, whether you want to call them Nephilim, angels, principalities, whatever the case may be. Is this warfare going on in the heavens? Is this is something major about to take place that we don't know?
Yeah.
And this is why it's important to keep an ear to the ground. So I do believe, and one more thing, it's only take about 10 seconds on the drone thing. You and I both, we have talked about conditioning.
Yes.
Have you seen all the movies? You've got, think about all this stuff going on.
Go ahead.
The Sum of All Fears. I don't know if you've ever seen that with Ben Affleck and Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Leave the World Behind. Think about all these movies, guys. Then two recent movies. One was Carry On. Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
Oh, my gosh. You go to Netflix, watch it.
Okay.
Watch Carry On. It's got Jason Bateman in it. Okay. And it's about during Christmas, this terror organization sneaks a biological chemical weapon into a suitcase, trying to get it onto an airliner. And this is an amazing. Now think about everything that's going on right now. And then there's another movie called Homestead.
Now I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it. I want to see it.
Right. Yeah, we're going to go see it this weekend. But it's about a nuclear weapon detonated in Los Angeles, California.
Exactly. Wow.
So we need to be in a lot of prayer, guys.
Well, think about this, you know, for so long, because all you know is all you know, and you don't know what you don't know. All right. So that's deep thoughts by Larry Ragland there. Okay. But the reality is this. We were raised in church and on Bible prophecy. On the same Bible, has been around for thousands of years, and just like you said, you know, chariots of fire. They didn't know how to describe things that they saw back then, so they described it. Look at the Book of Revelation and so forth. One of the things that you and I have heard all our lives is there. One of the signs and one that you're in the final generation is there'll be signs in the heavens and in the earth beneath. Okay, so we don't know what we don't know. So we have basically always thought about the sun, the moon, the stars, asteroids, meteors, these kind of things. Most people for years and generations have equated signs in the heavens and the earth beneath to be things in the cosmos, in the atmosphere, and they are. They are definitely involved in that. There's no doubt about it. But I believe now more and more and more as I go down this road here studying scripture, I'm beginning to I'm beginning to see that the Word of God was not only preparing us for things in the cosmos, far as planets and planetarial changes and shifts and all these kind of things, but what we're talking about now is that, you know, signs in the heavens, the ships, what are they? It's got people intrigued. is people are, they want to know the truth. And I know there are people watching right now on my channel and your channel that said, why are y'all talking about this mess? Here's the reason why we're talking about it. It's because people are hungry to know the truth. And if we do not speak from a biblical worldview and a biblical perspective and have an answer, the world is lined up with an answer. And so we have to have an answer. We don't have to agree on it, but we have to understand this, that whatever's in the Bible is what we need to teach. And then my thing is always, if it's in the Bible, I'm going to tell you it's in the Bible. It don't matter what you think about it. If it implies something in the Bible, I'm going to tell you that it implies this. It's very likely that this is what it means. But then if it's not in the Bible at all, then I'm going to give you my opinion. And I think a lot of that is what we're doing here. We're showing you Bible. We're showing you things that the Bible implies. You know, we don't know if a chariot of fire is what we would call a UFO, but it's very possible that it could be when you talk about the wheel within a wheel and all these things. Like you're talking about zooming in on some of these things, it looks just like a wheel within a wheel, some of these it things. Does. And
well,
so
think about Luke 21. Great and fearful sights from heaven.
Yep.
And men's hearts failing them from fear of the expectation of things to come. Wow. Tell me that don't fit what we're talking about right here. Great and fearful sights. People are seeing these things. I mean, there's people are freaking out, man. They don't have God and they're freaking out. So there's that great and fearful sights from heaven. And then men's hearts failing them for fear of the expectation. We don't even know what's coming in 2025 and what's going to come of this stuff.
Well, going back to Donald Trump, you know, he said on Joe Rogan, I don't know how much of that. I watched the whole thing. It took me a couple of days to do it, but I took the time to watch the whole interview. And that guy sit there for almost 4 hours and with no teleprompter and just popped off stuff after stuff after stuff. And one of the things that Joe Rogan is very, very intrigued about, and one of the things that blew up his channel in the early days was bringing on all these people who are not Christians and all this, but would talk about ancient aliens and would talk about our ancient history and then, of course, UFOs. And he's very intrigued about UFOs, and he's very intrigued about what the government knows. And Donald Trump flat out said, whether he's going to do it or not, he said, I'm going to reveal the UFO files. He said, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to tell the American people everything that we know. And he goes on to say, it's either in that interview or in another interview, that he saw some things in the JFK files and in the UFO files of Roswell and many other things that he was getting ready to talk about. And he said, but then certain people in my administration came to me and said, please do not do this. Because as far as the JFK files, there are still a couple of people that are still alive. They should put their life in danger. Well, those people are dead now. And then the UFO thing, I think it scared him. I think it scared him. But he has seen it. He said openly on Joe Rogan, I have seen it. I know the truth, and I'm going to tell the truth. Then you have Tucker Carlson on Joe Rogan talking about it. And Tucker Carlson said, I have talked to the people that have seen the files. I've talked to the people on the inside, and I know exactly what they are. I don't know if you've seen that clip. And he goes,
I didn't see that one.
He said, I know exactly what they are. He said, they're demonic. Tucker Carlson said they're demonic. And Joe Rogan's what? He goes, are you going to continue to serve? He goes, No. I don't need to know anything else. I don't want to know anything else. He said, I have seen things that I'll never even tell my wife. That's how horrifying they are. And then what we didn't know when he was doing that interview, that was around the time that he says he was attacked by the demons in his bed and bloodied up. And that caused him to read the Bible. Think about this. For the first time in his life, with no pastor, no church, he woke up bloodied, being attacked by a demon while he's investigating UFOs and aliens, and he felt compelled to read the Bible from cover to cover. And now he is a Christian, and he says there's only one way. His name is Jesus. So what I'm saying is I believe that God is going to use the intrigue of these UFOs and aliens for the gospel if we have the right response. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I 100% agree, because like you said, we have a responsibility. It's the time for being lazy preachers is over. We can't just, you know, we can't go by the you know, this is the 12 steps, you know, these are the 12 answers we give, and this is what's been solidified for generations, and this is what we say. Because, you know, I've got a 16-year-old who is absolutely intrigued by all that. He takes after me, and he very analytical. He loves the deep research stuff. And him and I have talked for hours about this. And we talked about, now look, don't get mad at me. And I'm not talking about you, Larry, but I'm talking about people that are watching. But all my life, I've been intrigued by the supernatural, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, Mothman, all of these things. And it's not that I, you know, I know now, I didn't know then, but I know now that there's only two forces. There's a God and there's evil, and these things are demonic. Yep. And there's a purpose behind them, and there's an intent behind them. But, you know, Larry, there was new research that was given that the purchase of Bibles has hit an all-time high right now. And why? And we just talked about this. The reason why is because all of this stuff is producing curiosity. It's producing, like we talked about, people are fearful. People are walking around. They're anxious. They worry about things. They don't know. They're searching for answers, and the new age is not cutting it for them anymore. You know, witchcraft is not cutting it for them anymore. Science is failing them. The government is failing them. Everything, all of the things they have in reach that are tangible is failing them, and it's leaving them without a hope. It's leaving them without answers. And now, consequently, interestingly enough, people are going back to what they should have been all along. And, you know, it's the Bible says that in the last days, you can read this in Timothy, one of the signs of the end of times is people will be ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, Joe Rogan is one of them. And you and I, man, we need to pray for him because I believe he's so close.
Yes. Yes, I do too.
He's so intrigued, and he's hungry for the truth. He wants the truth. And I believe he's right there, and I believe we need to keep praying for him. But I believe Joe Rogan is a perfect depiction and picture of most of the world right now. Yep. They're just looking. They're just searching for answers, and that's where us as watchmen have to direct them. And in order for us to do that, we have to be educated. We have to be on the forefront, and we have to be in the know-how.
So good. So good. And there's a reason why it's the number one podcast in the world. It's because what you just said is perfect. He's a microcosm of our society right now. They're hungry for the truth. They go there because they sense a connection with him. They feel like, hey, he's asking the questions that I want to ask. You know, this guy used to be a hate-filled anti-Christian. He was, there's things, if you go back and search the early days of Joe Rogan's podcast, some of the most blasphemous things a human being can say, he would say about Jesus. Now, because he's opened the door to the Tucker Carlson's, he's watched these people that he trusts that are not preachers, that are just on a journey like him of intrigue, begin to embrace Jesus. And he's brought some very unorthodox Christians on there. I mean, there's been some people on Joe Rogan, Ricky, that I've watched that shared the gospel unequivocally better than any preacher I've ever heard in my life, and then drop the F-bomb. And it's like, you know, they're just so unorthodox of what you and I would know. But I'm talking about saying things about Jesus and repentance of sins and all this. I'm like, that some of these new preachers are scared to death to say. But all that to be said, I was watching him one day, and he had this guy on, and this guy was, you know, he was a raw Christian. He was, you know, talking like me and you would never talk, but he was trying to tell Joe Rogan that the mark of the beast is coming. He's like, the system is already, And literally Joe Rogan says, and some of y'all need to go find this clip. He goes, what does the Bible say about the mark of the beast? Can you pull it up? Let's pull it up. He said, I've never done this before. I've never done this before. Let's read the Bible. And he reads the book of Revelation about the mark of the beast. So what I think with him, Russell Brand, Tucker Carlson, all these unorthodox voices that used to be atheists, agnostics at best, sharing the gospel while preachers are cowering and preachers are scared and they're preaching these little 3 points in a poem. And I think shows like End Time Headlines, The Big Picture, and many others like this, I'm thankful that are not just sharing information about news, but are sharing it from a biblical point of view. We just got a few minutes left here. I want to ask you real quick, number one, 5 minutes here on this one. Do you think that the woke agenda, the DEI, more and more we're seeing companies are rejecting it, they're dismantling their DEI. It's like the people of America and the world are saying, I've had enough. Do you believe this is just a temporary thing because they're scared of Trump? Or do you believe that they realize, hey, if we're going to make money, this woke agenda has got to take a turn? Or do you think it's just for the cameras?
No, I absolutely believe. I believe we're seeing, now this is going to may shock some folks, but I believe we're in the beginning stages of a third great awakening. I truly believe that, Larry. I do. I think there's a cultural shift happening.
Come on.
I think people are fed up with this nonsense. They're tired of it. People's eyes are opening. They're becoming wide awake and not woke. It's a reversal. The American people spoke on election day. Yep. They've let it known. These are the results. The woke stuff's dead. They're tired of it. I think this is the beginning. The fact that so many people are searching and the Bible sales are up, there is, I believe 2025 we're going to start seeing this increase more. I think the light is going to get brighter. I think you're going to see more and more pockets of revival. Student revivals are going to increase. I believe you're going to hear, man, wouldn't it be awesome if 2025 was the year that influencers like Joe Rogan get saved, gets truly born again, radically saved? Come on, we got to let's believe for it. Yes, come on, let's believe for it because I think it's happening, guys. I really do. I think there's a lot of people out there that are closet Christians that you'd be shocked if they come out. And they said that they were believers, but they're kind of just stepping on it. Joe Rogan, Megyn Kelly, all these people that were kind of sitting on the sidelines. And then at the last minute, they jumped into the Trump train and said, you know what? We're done with this. Megyn Kelly and Trump don't even get along that much.
She
said, you know what? Yep. I'm tired of all this baloney. I'm tired of all this. And so I do. I really believe that. I believe
And body of Christ, listen to me. We don't compromise, but understand that what we're talking about, some of these Christians are raw. Some of these don't know how to do church. They don't know the churchies. And it's like, be careful not to quickly judge somebody of what they've said in the past or even how they talk now, because they're on a journey. And ultimately, some of these guys are getting more people saved than your pastor's getting saved. I mean, when's the last time you listen to me, viewer? Ask yourself before you judge a Tucker Carlson and all this. When's the last time you personally led somebody to Jesus Christ? Tucker Carlson is leading people to Jesus Christ. He's having altar calls. He and Russell Brand, former New Ager weirdo, were sitting on a stage, and Russell Brand said, "Can I pray?" And Tucker Carlson said, "Yes," in front of thousands of people. Gets down on the floor and begins to pray. Father, show them that Jesus Christ is the only way. Russell Brand said that. Okay, so say what you want to say. God is going to use voices in this last day. So real quickly, let me see how much time we got left here. We've got about 5 minutes left here. So give us the quick Ricky Scapero End Time Headlines. Where are we in Bible prophecy? Is the coming of the Lord soon? Is there anything else that needs to happen before that can happen? And then last, and I'll jump back in at this point too, but I want us to pray for everybody as we go into 2025. But where are we in prophecy? Can the Lord come at any time? Is there anything left that needs to be done?
Well, real quick, I did a podcast about a month ago, and Charisma Magazine actually republished it. I talked about six things that I believe has to be fulfilled. I think there's six things that must take place to usher in the end of the age, because the world will never end. It's when you read about this gospel, the kingdom shall be preached to all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. It's talking about the end of the age. One of those things that has to come to an end is the fullness of the Gentiles. Romans 11 talks about that. This gospel, there's a sovereign number of Gentiles that'll be preached. I believe the church is made up of predominantly Gentiles. When that sovereign number is reached and its climax, I believe that will usher in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 17, which is the rapture. There's also the prophecies that Peter mentioned in Acts chapter 3. If you read Acts chapter 3, he says that heaven is withholding Jesus from returning until the fulfillment of all things be spoken of by the prophets. And this is all regarding the fig tree. We're going all the way back, full circle. And most of these have been fulfilled, Larry, and you know that. The blooming of Israel, the restoration of Israel, Jerusalem being reinstated as the capital again, all the Jews coming back into the land, all these things are all climaxing. The gospel of the kingdom's got to be preached to all the world as a witness. This is happening through telecommunications, satellites, internet, et cetera, et cetera. So to answer your question, I believe this is going to be big. The next major event, and what I'm looking for, is what Jesus said in Luke 21, 28. He said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your head, because your redemption is drawing near. Guys, ooh, I'm telling you, I'm not saying the rapture is coming in 2025, but I'm not saying that it couldn't.
That's
I'm
right.
Saying that we got to be watchful and be ready, for we know not what hour our master is coming.
We got 2 minutes. Pray for us right now, brother. Pray for everybody that's watching right now that might be scared.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up every individual that's watching or listening by the live stream of this, when it's streamed, or by the rebroadcast of this.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, if there is a intimidation, a fearful anticipation of what's going on, expectation, anxiety, worry, uncertainty, Lord, we ask that they would be given peace right now, peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we thank you that, Lord, you said and promised us that you'd be with us, lo, even into the end of the age. Yes. Lord, you said, be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. And Lord, we know that despite what's going on, the government doesn't know. They don't have answers for us. Nobody can give us answers. But there's one who sits on the throne, the Ancient of Days, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's on that throne. He's not nervous. He's not concerned. He's not perplexed. He's not confused. But all things are going just as he has planned. And Father, I thank you that every individual under the sound of my voice is part of that plan. You have a purpose to play, and it is not to live in fear or coward in fear, but it's to rise up and be the remnant that God's called you to be in this hour, and go forth, come on, and help fulfill prophecy by preaching the gospel to your neighbors and to your friends and your coworkers and everywhere that your soles of your feet tread upon. We pray this, Lord, if there's anybody that's wayward or away from God or don't know God, I pray that they would repent of their sins right now and put their faith and their trust in the only one that will give them comfort and peace and security, and that is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray this right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Powerful. Listen, you want to know more about everything that's happening at End Time Headlines, Ricky Scapero, go to endtimeheadlines.org.com. You'll see this is just where we're at right now, but it's always up to date. He's always breaking news going. That's where you need to go. And Ricky, I'll put you on the spot here. Shoot me the link to that article with Charisma about the things that need to happen, and I will link it down below in the description as well. So if that intrigues you and you want to go straight to that, you ain't got to search for it, just to be in the description. You can click there and you can go read more. Ricky, thank you for joining me on this special edition of What's Coming in 2025 on the Big Picture Kingdom Intelligence Report. Thank you for all that you do. We appreciate you greatly, and you have an amazing week and amazing time. Thank you. God bless you, brother.
You too, man. Tell Sandy we said hello, and we love you guys as well, and all the Big Picture family. We love you. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you on the next one. All right, guys, I hope you were blessed by that segment. We had a wonderful time recording that, and I hope you had as much of a good time as we did just talking about this. And boy, do we have a lot of things looking forward to in 2025. We got a lot of things to be in much prayer about. We got a lot of things to be prepared for, and be anticipation for. So buckle up, as we've said, and get ready, because 2025 is going to be a wild ride. Listen, Listen, I pray that this this podcast was of great value to you. And if you find our content to be a blessing to you, we'd love for you guys to subscribe to our channel. Hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. Of course, hit that like button. Help us share that out. And of course, guys, if you've not downloaded our free app, we would love for you to pick it up today at your Apple or Android store today. Just download it, hit yes to push notifications. You'll be squared away. And of course, if you'd like to support this ministry or partner with us, there's two different ways you can do that. You can do it electronically through the app or through the main website, or right there on your screen, you can give by check or money order. Excuse me. And you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. We pray that you'll be with us tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon. Again, we'll announce that and we'll let you know whether it be at 2 p.m. or whether it be 8 p.m. Either way, we'll see you on the next one. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.